We're skipping a few things. We're leapfrogging today. And as part of the offering and your invitation, I want to put a thought out to you. As I was sitting there with my son watching the kids come up, this thought kind of ran through the screen in my brain, and we all have that screen, I assume. It's the imperfect that makes it perfect. Right? It's the imperfect. It's a missed line. It's a star that's not all the way up. It's a lamb that really does want to wander and really does need a shepherd. It's missed cues. It's all of this. It's all of us, isn't it? So much of our life, we spend wanting to press the rewind button. Well, if that wouldn't have happened, but that's a lie. Because God works in our mistakes just as much as He works when we get it right or when we get it almost right. It is the imperfect where God comes in and makes it right. It is when we come up short that we actually see how big God is. It is when we fall that we see how dependable God is. And all I know from my life experience and being a pastor and being myself, it is those moments of suffering and pain and doubt that it actually ends up making you stronger and empathetic with other people, where you can talk to someone and say, I know exactly what you're talking about. And it is because God allowed imperfectness in you. Amelia just saying that that those who have it all don't really get much from God. And it's not that God is not willing, it's that they just have a sense of self-sufficiency. But it is really when we come to the limits of ourself that we see the expansiveness of God. It is in your imperfectness that you see the perfectness of Jesus Christ. It's when you're in shame that you see the power of grace. And friends, that is what you will hear us say on Sunday morning. And hopefully, if I wake up in the middle of the night and I'm sick at my stomach, I'm still thinking about grace. We want to be that kind of people where we are always talking. No shame, no guilt. There are expectations that God has of us, but we will be a grace-filled people. Don't you want to be a part of that? Disclaimer, we're going to do it imperfectly. But I want to invite you to be a part of this. It's going to change your life. It's going to change the city. Not because of how good we are, but by how great God is. So friends, in response to that, let's give our very selves to God. And so let me pray for us. Let me just thank God for the story that we just saw in our kids and what we sung about and what Jonathan talked about today. So would you pray with me? God, thank you for imperfect things. Uneven sidewalks, cracks in the windshield. When we blow our tops at our kids or our loved ones, showing up late for work, not praying just right. Because that is, in a way, your gift to us, that we would see that we are not God, that we are finite, that we are weak, and we need you. So in some way, take the mess of our lives and the mess that we are as a church and use it to benefit others for their good and for your glory. God, would you help us to know that you are always trying to recruit us into the great work that you're doing in the world around us. And so would you accept our tithes, our offerings, our gifts to you today to bring that about. But we know that if you don't give your Spirit and you don't empower us, then nothing will happen. So we ask that you would be with us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 126 says, "The Lord has done great things for us and we rejoice. Let us respond to God's goodness by sharing our lives and our resources."